Okay, hi everyone, Mahlzeit. I'm glad that you joined me. I know lectures after lunchtime are always tricky, so I really appreciate that. So my session is named Infrastructure as Code and AI, does it fit? So I would like to talk with you about some AI tools and infrastructure as a code. How does it fit? How can you use it? And I would simply like to provide you a few examples. At first, I would like to introduce myself. So my name is Patrick Koch. I work as a cloud adoption engineer at AWL. I think I will explain later on what this really means. Feel free to get in touch with me using the channels. I also will be here around. And despite from my work at AWL, I really like to make some contributions for the tech community, whether it's about writing blog posts or hosting meetups of the Microsoft Developer User Group cards. So sorry, I have a little promotion for that here. So we have some cool events, so join if you have time. I'm also on lectures sometimes, on conferences, sorry, giving lectures, also giving workshops. As with Linda yesterday, we served as workshop instructors for our cloud native workshop. I think it went well. I hope they liked it. Looking forward for the feedback. I think that's about me. Some background information according to the title, Cloud Adoption Engineer. Maybe you recognized this from Kleine Zeitung, this title. So starting with last summer, we established a partnership with Microsoft, which means a new, let's call it officially, it's called AWL Cloudification Program was established. And it's now the duty, the honor, the challenge of my team and myself to make a lot of software applications cloud ready, to migrate it to Asia, but not simply to migrate it, to also find a proper framework, proper approaches, and to stick to best practice to get the applications ready for a software as a service. And as you can imagine, we have a lot of fun. And infrastructure of code is one of my favorite topics. And currently, I also try to use a lot of AI tools. And therefore, the idea arises for this lecture. So what can you expect? I would like to go with you through the points. So what is infrastructure as code? How can you use it according to, how can you use AI, of course, according to infrastructure as code? I would provide some live demos and we will make a conclusion and a question and answer session afterwards. So let's start from scratch. What's infrastructure as code? How many of you worked with infrastructure as code so far? Just to get an impression. Okay, almost half of it. So what's the intention of infrastructure as code? So instead of doing some manual work, you define definition files. You have definition files which describe the resources which you would like to deploy on the cloud. And having it in a file, having it in code, of course, brings a lot of benefits with it. You can version control it. You can increase the automation by putting it into a pipeline which deploys all the resources which you would like to have in an automated way, that you even don't need the command line arguments for Terraform, for instance, or for Pulumi, Asia, Biceps, doesn't matter. And you also ensure that you always have a reproducible environment. That's probably a crucial thing if you would like to work with the cloud. And you ensure that you have a more reliable environment, a more reliable system. So according to that, how can that look like? So that would be a code snippet from Terraform. So those folks who visited our workshop yesterday, they already know it. So the bigger block here defines, starting with resource, and then HRM, underline Kubernetes, underline cluster, the starting point of the cluster of this block. You provide a name. You refer to a location using a resource group. You have a default node pool, in that case, one node. And the statement above, that's a resource group. What's a resource group? It's working as somehow as a container for the real resources, not in the context of a Docker container. It's more like to encapsulate the system which you have. So just to get a first impression, how does an infrastructure as a code can look like? Yes, how can you use the AI tools for infrastructure as code? So currently, I made some experiences with GitHub Copilot, Gemini, the Microsoft Copilot, ChatGPT, according to all those use cases. So of course, starting from the scratch, answering, trying to get answers for your questions, try to get AI tools to give you some advices. Of course, that's probably the most interesting one, at least for me, the code generation, code interpretation. So you have a snippet and you would like to know what's that, troubleshooting and security. And I would like to give you some examples of all those things. So let's start with the basic one, answering questions. Let's maybe start with the Microsoft Copilot. So not that gets not tricky. So I will start with a basic question. Which AI So that's not, of course, not very thrilling. So I just ask the Copilot, which AI tool, infrastructure as code tool, sorry, exists in general? And he gives me a list. Okay, yes, you would like to work with infrastructure as code. So there exists Terraform, AWS CloudFormation, Ansible, Pulumi, etc. Okay, that's very basic, not very thrilling. Of course, maybe let's stick to Terraform. Let's think about a more a tougher question. So let's see. So now Gemini lists a few pros and cons of the Copilot, so of the rival, and of course of Gemini itself. But let's see. We get the very honest thing. So start with Copilot, since it integrates in your existing workflow. Da-da-da. Can be a good starting point to get familiar with Terraform basics. Okay, so we always get a different answer. So last time when I had asked the very same question, it proposed if you would like to start coding with your IDE, then start with Copilot. And maybe let's do that. Let's switch to the code generation. I'm sorry, that's very tricky with the mic. So what if you would like to create some real code? To Visual Studio Code, almost from scratch. So I will now create a Terraform configuration almost from scratch. And using Copilot, there are different ways according to get code generated. Either you start simply coding, or you provide some comments from which you can derive a suggestion from Copilot. So I will do the first, so I will start simply start with the code. So as you can see, the grade thing here, that's already a suggestion from Copilot. I think I will do it like that. And here, it's not just one proposal, so you get several ones. So that probably doesn't fit, but that looks more promising. So I will, but it's not sufficient now for my demo, which I would like to do. So the goal of this configuration is to create a Kubernetes cluster on Azure. And you start with a mandatory Terraform block, which configures your configuration. So I will now click on Accept Words. I would like to go in this line because I don't want to do it for AWS. I would like to do it for Azure. Looks better. So I can accept the proposed thingy with just clicking on tap. And then click enter. Yeah, I get a next. And probably also next one. Yeah, that fits. Here I would like to stick exactly to 2.0. And I would like to throw away that line for the demo. So it's always a good idea, of course, to review it. And as next, yeah, Copilot already suggests the provider block, which is also mandatory in that way for that. So we would like to stick to Azure. Our provider is, in that case, the Azure RM, the Azure Resource Manager. So that's now the first part of the configuration. We set the Terraform block, the provider block, but now what about the real resources. I will put that into a main.tf file. And now I will do it in a different way to get the codes. I will now start writing comments. No, that's not what I want. It's okay, sometimes he doesn't like me. Nah. Pardon me? So sometimes you really have to do several tries. So today he really doesn't like me. But maybe let's continue with the Kubernetes. Let's give it one more try. Let's use please. I think I have to do it another way. Okay, that's what I wanted. So as you can see, sometimes he really doesn't like me, and then you have to, yeah, to take the alternative. So yeah, that, I don't like that. Let's call it. So GLT, resource group, East2S, yeah, okay, never mind. But now let's try it again with a comment for the Kubernetes cluster. that looks promising. So I wanted Copilot to create us to give me a proposal for an Azure Kubernetes cluster. So again, here, the great code, that's not a proposal. So we have here the Azure RM Kubernetes cluster named GLT-AKS. So here we just get one proposal. Therefore, yeah, I will accept that. And that's already it. That would be, and from my point of view, a valid Terraform configuration. Let's see where that works. Just to prove it to you, currently I don't have any cluster provisioned. But now let's provision it with Terraform. So the first thing is Terraform init. I would like to do I would like to establish the connection to the backend. So it downloads now the plugin, which I can use for the further commands. That's now probably an important command. Terraform validates, so it proves the syntax. And oh no, I have an insufficient service principle block here. So what can I do? Let's ask Copilot. Ah, sorry, still working. So what happened here? I got an error here, insufficient service principle block. So according to Terraform, I'm missing this service principle thingy. And I simply do now the troubleshooting and I ask the Copilot, hey, what about that? And of course, Copilot knows much more than I do. And Copilot already tells me, okay, of course, you need to have a service principle block in your code. I can fix that. Let's click on accept. And as you can see, we got now this service principle block. Yes, according to the syntax, that we can improve. But you can, it's not a thing. Either you rely on the things which Copilot proposes to you, or you do it, you think, you review your configuration on your own. So here I sticked to this specific version, to 2.0. But no, that I don't need this service principle block for the specific version 2.65. So therefore, I will again remove that. Of course, the Copilot now marks me that something is wrong here because he now doesn't recognize that I changed the version. He recognizes it, but he can't derive anything from that. So therefore, let's do another validate. Yeah, sure, of course. We now are using a different version of Terraform. How can they know that? They don't. Therefore, I run Terraform init --- upgrade. So I now would like to upgrade from 2.0 to 2.65. And after running that, Terraform validate, I should get a successful output here. So next would be Terraform plan. So I would like to create a plan. And I'm using afterwards this plan to provision the instance. So that's, by the way, the recommended way. You would be able, in theory, to already start with the last command, Terraform apply, to provision it. but it's a good practice to use the plan first, to get to know what you would like to create, and afterwards apply that command. In that case, Terraform apply, and as you can see, there was a plan created. Okay, let's stick to that. And after a few seconds, we should see some logs that something is happening. And we are going to create now the Kubernetes cluster and the dedicated resource group. So that happens now. It will take a few minutes. Therefore, in the meantime, let's switch back and continue with security. What about security? Imagine you get a code snippet which looks like that. So that's a network security group, for instance, for a virtual machine. But can you recognize what could be a problem here? Anyone with an idea? So yeah. Yes, yes. Yes. So after a few years as a software developer, having a code snippets with that many asterisks is probably not the best idea to apply. So this thingy here allows, as the colleague mentioned, all inbound traffic, and you probably don't want to have that. So because you would like to set up a security rule, for instance, for virtual machine with a proper purpose, for instance, to just allowing RDP traffic, for instance, to create a remote desktop connection afterwards. And therefore, I ask Copilot to inspect that. So Copilot, start inline chat, and I ask, again, my very simple question, what do you think about the security rule? I think it was, is it secure? And of course, Copilot checks that it's probably not the very best, that you don't should use that for productive environments. Because, allowing all inbound traffic is probably really not the best idea. But in addition, that's not working properly. I will switch back to the code. So the Kubernetes cluster is still in progress. So I have here now my security rule. We can now ask Copilot whether he can improve that. So I'll ask him, can you improve that security rule? Made changes. So sometimes it seems that he didn't have the coffee so far. Sometimes he gets more statements. But let's see what he did do. So he at least checked that, okay, according to the name, and according to the things, okay, let's get rid of at least one asterisk, and let's just open that specific port for the remote desktop connection, for instance. So sometimes, you need several tries, and you need to be patient. Let's see how far we are with our Kubernetes cluster. Refresh it, and as we can see here in Azure Portal, we have now our Kubernetes cluster named GLT-AKS, and looks like he's already running. Yes, so we got here the apply was complete. So we have now two added resources, Y2. So it's the Kubernetes cluster, and it's the resource group. So therefore, two different resources. So that's now about how to generate code, how to do troubleshooting, and how to, what about security? Maybe some last thing here. What about code interpretation? What if you see something like that? I'm also not that used to that kind of code. Let's see what happens here if I try to copy that. And let's use Gemini maybe. So let's see what Gemini proposes here. Yeah, right. So that was what you've seen before. What was a code snippet written for Asia Bicep, and it's about creating a container registry. So I'm not used to Bicep. There exist several infrastructure code tools. So I just know, to be honest, Terraform well, and therefore when I see something like that, yeah, I wouldn't have any clue. So I just would see the keywords, and yeah. But for that, I think Gemini or the Copilot works really well. Also, of course, the Copilot, so you get a good description of the parameters, the resource definition. And here at the end, I really like that, so some kind of conclusion. So this code snippet defines an Asia container registry resource in Bicep. So that's totally fine for me. All right, so as just 1 minute is left, I would like to end this session with a conclusion. So as you could see in the demo, it's great to ask the AI thingies for questions, general advices. Copilot is really cool if you would like to start in your IDE with creating code, but not be aware if you trust all the things which you get. Sometimes they don't work. Sometimes he refuses to give me some proper suggestion. It's of course always a good idea to review the configurations or the files which you created. But it definitely speeds you up from my point of view, because I don't know what about you, but I'm used to write probably one specific code 1,000 times. And for the next time, I still don't remember the right syntax. And therefore, Copilot or the AI things are cool to get some proposals. You can see the code. You think, that fits. And you will continue. And you get the code. You are familiar to the code. You can see it. You can check that it could probably fit. Of course, try to verify it. Don't rely, of course, for 100% on the AI tools, but from my point of view, I really like to work with it, and speeds up my development work. So I hope you liked the demo and the explanations. Looking forward to some questions from you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for the talk. I have a question. How do you cope with imaginary variables and configurations? So what I have encountered was when generating stuff like YAML or infrastructure as code configurations, that sometimes the whatever AI tool is starting to propose undocumented or actually unexistent configuration options, and how do you figure out if the recommend or if the code he's generating is actually good or at least valid or not without using you can use Terraform validate, but if it tells you this isn't existing, how do you go on with this?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think in that case for Terraform, without the Terraform validate, I think it would be really tricky. So I really rely on that. and according to two variables. So when I create some codes, I always start with the full resource, and afterwards I ask Copilot to refactor it, to create meaningful variables sticking to the code style out of it, and that works probably. But getting code and to ensure whether it really is meaningful and whether it's it really works, to be honest, I don't know. so I simply tried. Yeah, I really simply tried. So I don't have, unfortunately, a proper answer for that. Yeah, but thanks for the question anyway.
If you ask this AI tool to tell you what language that this code is written in, do you have any concerns that this AI tool knows your source code, which maybe gets compiled afterwards, and this specific AI tool or this specific company would never know about?
Yes. Yes, definitely. I would assume that, yeah. So therefore, I'm really glad that I write code which is really generic and which doesn't contain any business logic so far. So I'm really a little bit paranoid about that. So therefore, I'm glad that I code in Terraform and not with a very specific language. No, it's an important topic which you raised. And I'm not sure whether there exists an official statement. But even if you have an official statement, probably you also read the news that if you create a Cognito session for a specific browser, that no data is collected, but you know which report we got for a few days before. So therefore, I wouldn't rely on that, yeah, that this code is really not transferred. Yeah.
Any more questions?
In that case, thanks for joining me.